this, I'm keeping secrets in my hair, or any space you can find. Glad to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
Tuesday, boys and girls, that's Tuesday, and this special edition of Butch on Sports, Simply Butch is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in. Yes, indeed, it's Tuesday, boys and girls. I'm glad to be with you. We didn't do it on Sunday, but we're going to do it today here. Some news and sports news that, yes, you just can't get enough of. Let's start off with the good news today. And I look so good on this one. But the Detroit Lions announced today that Chris Spielman has joined the organization and president and CEO. In his new full-time role, Spielman will report directly to the president and CEO, Ron Woods, and participate in interviews for the team's general manager and head coach search. In addition, the Lions have announced Fritz Pollack Alliance Foundation Executive Director Ron Graves, Rock Venture Vice President of Business Development Mark Hollis, and Detroit Hall of Fame running back Barry Sanders will be serving as advisors to the team in search of a general manager and a head coach. Oh, boy, I look good here. Yes, the president and owner, chairman Sheila Ford, said this, that Chris Spielman has been a tremendous ambassador for the Detroit Lions since the days he first put on a uniform as a rookie in 1988. He brought passion for the people of the game of football, and we are thrilled to have him on the board to help us lead our team. This position is a full-time opportunity for Chris that will allow him to work across various departments in both football and business side of our organization. And Ron Woods, president and CEO of Detroit Lions, said, "It's an exciting day for the Lions organization. The Ford family look forward to working with Chris and learning his knowledge and advice as we take the next step as our team. His relationship with our team and our city will serve as a strong foundation for him in him helping to fortify and substance our organization culture." A special assistant and chairman and president, Chris Spielman, that big boy, he said this, "I am humble and excited to be about the opportunity of being involved with a franchise that is truly a part of me. The opportunities to work with Ron Woods and every single person in the Lions organization can't get here fast enough. The Lions fans everywhere, I will do everything in my power for Mrs. Hamp and the Ford family to achieve their vision in something that we can be proud of." Spielman, by golly, he was drafted with the Lions in the second round of the 29th overall draft in the 1988 NFL draft, following the All-American career he had as a linebacker at Ohio State. Yes, the Lions' all-time leader in career tackles with 1,138, Spielman led the defense for 8 seasons from 88 to 95, helped the team to 4 playoff appearances, 2 NFC Central titles, and a berth in the 1982 NFC Championship game against Washington, which they did lose, but by golly, it was cool indeed. He earned 4 Pro Bowl selections, and he was twice named to the team's defensive most valuable player. This is a decent move indeed. I have said it on my last show on Butch on Sports last Wednesday. And I said this purposely. And I'll pull the film out and all the tape, and I'll play it for you maybe next Sunday, as that will be our last show before the holiday season come upon us. But I tell you right now, we need local people or people who have a heart with the Lions. Today, the Lions have showed that in various ways here by getting people who give a damn about the Detroit Lions and nothing but. Someone loyal, someone who has a passion for this city and also know what the people of this city feel about having a winning team. I said that in various ways. That the Lions have many people in this organization right now that they can go and turn their head to and say, hey, look, what do we need to do to be a winner? I would rather have people who give a doggone about us than someone you call up from I don't know where, USA, to run this team and run it in the ground like it has been in the past. Matt Millen ran it in the ground. This is pitiful. Now we have someone from New England who's supposed to be a whip, who's never general manager, has no association of Providence with the Detroit Lions, but yet still we trusted him. And yes, indeed, he ran it in the ground too. And the coach he brought over. So I am happy today to see the Lions are making move of going local and getting some people, I hate to say this word, but in excitement and enthusiasm, I'll say it, who give a damn about the Detroit Lions. Moving on, the Detroit Lions will hold hope that Matthew Stafford can play against Tennessee. If they got any brains, they will not play him. Your ribs is your ribs, and the Tennessee Titans are not playing around. If the team is up to dealing with, yes, the fierceness of the Tennessee Titans, then let it be. But right now, the Detroit Lions are not ready to put Matthew Stafford out there to get his brains beat out and also put himself in jeopardy. Dale Bevel said we'll take until the end of the week, and he said this on Monday. He'll be a bit better this afternoon, and that was yesterday, of course, when he did his interview. Stafford was knocked up in Sunday's 31-27 setback of the Green Bay Packers with that rib injury that he has right now. A veteran quarterback appeared to get hurt while diving for a first down at the Packers 5 midway through the fourth quarter. And yes, indeed, I say it again. Matthew Stafford has had many opportunities to run the football and be safe. And many times he has ran the football, he has not been safe. He has put himself in harm's way. And that should not be. You got to have a coach who's smart enough to say, get in this guy's head and say, you know what? There's only so much oil in the ground. And you can't dig it up no other way than be safe. Last night, it was a great game. The Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Cavaliers. But the Browns, Cleveland's all messed up here. They're going through the name changing of the Indians. I don't know how that's going to go, and I'm not going to comment on it right now. Maybe later on in before the year's out or after the first of the year, maybe we'll talk about the Indians because they're safe for 2021. However, the Browns and the Ravens last night, they had a doggone good game. It was a thrilling game on the NFL action of games that they played all this week. It was just doggone good. Cleveland and Baltimore combined for 9 rushing touchdowns, only a pair of 19-22 games even had include as many touchdowns on the ground. And I ain't seen that in a long, long time. Then the Ravens and the Browns decided to win the game and go after everything in the air. Lamar Jackson threw a 44-yard fourth down touchdown pass to Marcus Brown to give the Baltimore Ravens a 42-35 lead with a 1:51 remaining. Then Cleveland Kareem Hunt scored on a 22-yard pass from Baker Mayfield with $1.04 remaining as the Ravens. Justin Tucker converted on a 55-yard field goal in the final seconds. And that was the game, boys and girls, for that one. An exciting game to end the week of NFL football. I told you, it's no sense in me predicting because you know what? We don't know who's going to be what, when, and how. With the expansion of the playoffs this year, it's going to be wild and freaky. We know one thing for sure, unless there's someone praying for the Lions, they ain't in the playoffs this year. I'm going to let it go. I'm really letting it go. Let's move on to Detroit Pistons as they are 1-1 in their preseason battles there. Pistons have waived LiAngelo Ball along with two other players, Anthony Lamb and also Louis King as per The Athletic. And then checking with the Detroit Pistons as they did confirm that move that they are no longer on the team. The move comes immediately after the aftermath of the second preseason game this past weekend. Ball did not feature in either preseason game. In effect, Ball was little more used in training camp practice and for the Pistons. And now he was one of the first ones cut on the team, trimming the roster down, getting ahead for the regular season. Now, let me say this. Less than 24 hours, I knew it was coming. D'Angelo Ball was, you know, got the little waving off in the Pistons. LeVar Ball, his daddy, spoke out on the organization in the Bleacher Report question and answer with the fans on site on this particular mobile app. And he said it was something like LeVar's site or something of that nature. But he said LeVar was asked about his thoughts on D'Angelo Ball being waived by the Pistons. LeVar kept his coordination with the Pistons fans. And while going on with the Pistons organization, the people of Detroit are great. I love the fans, but the franchise is a raggedy as hell. That was his quote, raggedy as hell. I don't know a good player. I was giving them a lottery pick for free. However, D'Angelo, his son, has skills to play notably and bring everybody into the game. How do you throw that out the window? Oh, boy. They're going to learn the hard way. My boy is going to end up together playing somewhere. Jello can shoot the lights out. And the Ragney, what they did, he said, but hey, I'm going to learn, they're going to learn the hard way. Oh, well. That was a fan who loved the city of Detroit but hate the Pistons because his son was kicked off the team. You parents somewhat, you know, maybe you understand that. I don't know. One news that, you know, is not exciting or not good at all, but this past weekend, Florida basketball player Kenyatta Johnson was upgraded, and he was recently upgraded from critical to stable position, condition, and is breathing on his own. His parents, Nikki and Marcus Johnson, provided an update to the school and shared on Thursday that Johnson has been speaking to his parents and doctors and FaceTiming with his teammates. He was in critical condition, reportedly placed in an induced coma. The news was a significant upgrade for Johnson, who had been listed to, and again, I say, in critical condition since the collapse on the court during Saturday night's game against Florida State. Johnson's grandfather, Larry DeJardins, told USA News on Monday that Johnson has been placed in a medically induced coma. Shortly after the report of the coma, Florida announced that Johnson remained in a critical condition, but he was following simple commands and undergoing further tests. It is not clear what caused Johnson to collapse. The diagnosis has not been released, and also the Florida basketball team paused activities in November, aiming a COVID-19 outbreak. It's not clear if COVID-19 played a role in Johnson's condition. Now, Johnson's only 21 years old. He was named to the SEC Preseason Player of the Year. He's 6'5". He's a pretty good weighing young man there. He averaged 14.1 rebounds and 1.2 steals per game as an All-SEC player last year as a sophomore. He has been considered as an NBA prospect. Florida finished the game against Florida State after Johnson's collapse. Florida State won 83-71. However, the Gators canceled the game against North Florida this past Wednesday. And we pray very much so for Mr. Johnson's recovery and hopefully get back on the field, or on the court, I should say, sooner than later. Haven't heard any news yet from the Detroit Red Wings and their season. Only thing I can give you definite, boys and girls, that the commissioner, Bettman, said that on the 13th of January, we should see action aplenty. I did repeat that now you got to get conditions ready for these players to be safe, be healthy, and go through this COVID condition there, because naturally there's not going to be no fans in the stands. They're not announcing a bubble as of yet, but yet and still they're going to let them use their facilities. As we know, for instance, the Detroit facility, which shares the Detroit Pistons on just games, Detroit has a home performance center right down the road a piece, so they do all their practicing there. So that safety fans has been up close and personal for that. Now, the Red Wings, on the other hand, their facility, is in the basement, the second floor basement of the arena. So they can also practice there and have been doing their practice since the building has been up and running there for them. So you got to look at the situation of making sure those players be safe. You got to look at the situation where they be dealing with a bubble or a particular hotel when training camp come about, where they all be particularly can give heads up. I'm quite sure they're going to go through several COVID tests per week in order to get that done, and that's a lot of arrangements to be dealt with there, especially when you have other tenants in the particular building that you ride in. You know, you got to make sure everything's on the one-on-one. So right now, until that happened, I don't think you're going to hear from Commissioner Bettman anytime soon on telly to say anything about hockey and the stature, other than he participate hockey to be played January the 13th, as it was pushed, because we supposed to have hockey on January the 1st. But again, contract dealings, which that has been solved between the Players Association and the NFL NHL owners, has been dealt with. So, with all that saying, you know, it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool indeed. Well, with that saying, it's time for us to end the game on the show. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook. Yes, just go to Butch on Sports on Facebook. Or better still, type in SimPlyButch. TOO.Podomatic.com, and that is the home base of Butch on Sports and all the foolishness I may give. You can also check Butch on Sports on TheGameSportsShow.com and TheGameSportsShow.Podbean.com. And remember, boys and girls, Monday night, which we was last night, it was a wild and freaky show, but it was a great one indeed. You can go on that site, Podbean.com or TheGameSportsShow.Podbean.com. You hear all the stuff we did. Myself, Scott Nason, EJ Russell, Dave McKay, and friends and guests. But do it. Do it quickly. Hey, we're going to do this tomorrow. A back-to-back Butcher on Sports. So get ready. Get set. And Check you out tomorrow. Behave yourself. And don't forget to wear your mask.